Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Sudhakar Balakrishnan, Group CEO of First Meridian, an HR services and automation company. Now, amidst the work from home, the gig work economy and gig workers became very popular. Even large companies were initially hesitant toward gig workers have now adopted to this strategy. But will this continue? Let us hear from Mr. Sudhakar Balakrishnan. Hello, sir. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Saraswati. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm quite happy to join this podcast.
Mr. Balakrishnan, gigs were always popular, but especially amongst, you know, work from home and COVID-19, it became even more popular. So which sectors do you think, saw the maximum hires?
Let me give an introduction to gig work. Gig work has been around for a very long time. Mm. It's just that it gained popularity post COVID-19, slightly before that. If you look at, a decade back or a couple of decades back, you had freelancers promoting consumer products, promoting automobile products, the lube oils, spares, etc., in the form of freelancing. But gig workforce gained much more intense acceptance post COVID-19 because there have been opportunities in sectors like healthcare, e-commerce, e-learning, telecalling, BFSI, and logistics and transportation. These sectors, wherever physical proximity was not needed, gig workers were used to start with. Now gig workers are also doing work in the field. As the COVID infections after the second wave, we've seen COVID infections coming down. We have workers, gig workers, doing a lot of work even in the field promoting products.
But are large companies also now getting open to hiring via gigs?
Yes, because they're two kind of hiring they're doing. One is they're hiring temp workers to large companies like us, to staffing companies like us and other large players. They're also looking at short term, which could be even for a week, could be for 15 days. They're looking at opportunities by using this opportunity of gig workforce to fulfill whatever their work requirements are. One is, when you appoint gig workers, it is important that you should have a crowdsourcing platform, which calls for something, a digital platform to finding the gig worker. One. Second is, you also need to publish the jobs on this platform so that gig workers start applying for these jobs which suits them, which, probably a person who's got orientation to sales will prefer sales job. Somebody who can do telecalling back from home would prefer a telecalling job. So gig workers need to come to a platform and start applying for these opportunities. Post applications, the system matches based on the past experience of the gig worker or the orientation of the gig worker, does easy matching between the capability of the gig worker with what the company requires, large company requires. Then they also run a small training module to explain to the gig worker or freelancer type of job and what they're required to be doing, and also tell them very clearly the outcome expected from them. Fourth thing is measurement of the job done. For example, if somebody has to, do 100 calls, and out of that they have to convert, 200 into a prospect, then this measurement is done through a telecalling technology or a system where they measure the kind of output the gig workers give. Another example I'd like to give is if somebody has to go give a QR code for fintech companies doing about 30 outlets or 50 outlets in a day, this is also measured, and the gig worker updates this data on an app which is operated by the platform, so that the job done is also measured, and based on the output, payment is also made through the system. So I think an end-to-end, from hiring to matching to training to giving them a opportunity to work, measurement of the job and also payment, is done end-to-end through a technology platform. And that is why gig work has gained prominence now. And there are a lot of people who are opting for a gig work, post-college. Somebody's taking a break due to holidays till the college is open. reopen or till he finds a job, they're all opting for gig work.
But would you think that even, you know, in the post-COVID era, this would remain popular among large companies?
Yes, it would continue. And if you see American and European markets, in India, we have people who work on a monthly cycle, pay cycle, and average temp work, who are on contract work for about 6 to 8 months in a particular company. Whereas in US and Europe, people even take up jobs for a week, 15 days, 30 days. And some people in some countries like France, where I've seen, they will even take up a job on an hourly basis. Like, for example, let me give you an example. A Chinese chef is needed, or an Italian chef is needed for a particular get together or a party. They hire a gig worker who can come and do the service for about 4 hours or 5 hours, and he is paid very high wages, and then he delivers his job and continues to move on. So I think this is opening up, and in India I think we will have, if not hourly work, but I think we will have some people, you know, gig workers doing at least a job for a week, 10 days or 15 days or maybe a few months.
Okay. But, you know, what would be some of the biggest advantages of working on gig roles, you know, especially since a lot of freshers kind of wonder whether they should go for full-time roles or whether they should go for these multiple gigs. What works?
See, there are three types of gig workers. One, people who are casual earners who want some extra income. You know, basically, if you look at retired individuals, one. Second is students, part-time they would work. You know, they have classes in the morning, afternoon they are free. They would like to do some work. And you'll also have women who have taken a break from work due to maternity and who are at home at this point of time, would like to do something. So these are casual earners who like to use their time opportunity they have. A few hours in a day, a few days in a week. These are called casual earners who prefer gig work. Second is free agents who have always been doing this on a continuous basis. They prefer only gig work. For example, you know, we, in one of our companies, we do a lot of work in below the line marketing, like, you know, merchandising, audits and market activation. Most of these activities are done by free agents who continue to do gig work on a freelance basis with multiple companies. They would work with us for a month and they would move on and do similar work, you know, merchandising or audit work for another company across the country. So these are free agents. Third, people are reluctant workers, gig workers, who want a full-time job, but since they have free time, till they get a full-time opportunity, they would want to make some money, they would seek out for gig work. And finally, there is also financially strapped people who don't get jobs, but they are ready to do anything. They would also prefer gig work because they can put in extra hours, and they might not get, they also know getting a full-time job is an opportunity which will never present to them. They continue to work, do gig work. So I think these are the four types of gig workers currently available in the market. And you have age groups ranging from, you know, 16, 18 upwards to about retired people, you know, could be about 60 also. So there are different segments, different age groups, different demographics and different needs for gig workers.
Just one last question from my side. What is the possibility of some of these gig workers, you know, being absorbed into full-time roles in companies? Is it like a very rare offering?
No, if you look at the temp workforce, at least 5 to 10% of the temp workers get absorbed based on their, you know, performance on the job. Likewise, gig workers also can have an opportunity to get absorbed. See, gig work presents flexibility because it is short-term, and there is an immediate need for somebody to earn some money and do some job and also learn a particular skill. And gig work is on-demand opportunity. A gig worker can do multiple jobs in a day. And mornings he can do, you know, for a fintech company. Often he can do something for a consumer company. And it brings in, you know, some people who want to work only a few hours a day. It brings them, give them a good balance between professional and their personal life. Somebody will want to study, somebody will want to take care of aged parents, so they would like to, you know, work only half a day or maybe 4 hours or 5 hours a day. So there is a big flexibility. So as we move along, youngsters, when they keep doing gig work for a year or so, and then they finish their education and they want a opportunity, their CV also presents the kind of work they have done. And it's easy for them to get a opportunity in large companies on a permanent or a semi-permanent way.
Thank you, Mr. Sudhakar. Thanks a lot for those insights.
Thank you, Saraswati. Thank you. Nice speaking to you.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of FutureWise. I'm sure you listeners gained a lot of valuable insights from this conversation. If you want us to cover any topics or have any comments to offer, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.